this music would be appropriate for our next guest on the Truck and Auto Auction Hotline. Legendary college football coach, does an outstanding job as an analyst for ESPN, former Texas Longhorns coach Mac Brown joining us. And Coach Christensen, I know you said one of the more respected guys in coaching you ever had the pleasure to coach against.
Yeah, without question. I mean, Coach Brown was, I mean, he's well known in the business and well respected. And, you know, the game misses him right now, that's for sure. I mean, he definitely, for me, is a guy that I've always followed as a coach. And, you know, that's it's just phenomenal. Coach, welcome to the program.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
We appreciate it, Mac, and taking the time. And obviously, Boise State, year one with Brian Harsin. And not an easy job taking over for Chris Peterson here. But would you say year one, pretty darn good for your boy, Coach Harsin, in this town?
I was really, really proud of Brian. It didn't surprise me. I think he's a superstar in the business. And they had the slow start, and that would be expected with a new staff and a tough schedule early with Ole Miss and some of the teams they had to play. But then the mark of a good coach, and my estimation, and I think Coach Christensen would agree with me, is that the team gets a lot better as the season goes on. And, boy, did they get good by the end of the season.
Yeah.
And Chris did such a tremendous job there. It is not easy to walk in there, especially a local guy, and take over the program that Chris had done so well for so many years and keep it rolling and go back and win another Fiesta Bowl.
Coach, I want to ask you real quick, because, you know, Coach Harsin's in a unique situation, one that as coaches you almost always want to be in, but this one can turn and bite you in the butt, too, if you're not careful. He's got two or three really, really good quarterbacks that are all inexperienced. None of them have played. He's got a really highly anticipated and overhyped probably freshman coming into the program that everybody wants to see. They're all walking still in the shadow of Kellen Moore, but he's got three really good quarterbacks, and it's an open quarterback competition, and a lot of people want this guy, a lot of people want that guy, a lot of people want that guy. How do you manage that as a head coach to make sure that it doesn't turn into a circus?
Well, ask Urban Meyer. He's got a similar situation at Ohio State. I would say if you've got one and he may not be good, you got a problem. If you got three and they all have a chance to be good, what you do is you give them the hard open competition. You don't let the fans make that decision, because usually the fans want the one they haven't seen, because the ones that they've seen, they know have some warts and they've got some things to get through, and it's always that newcomer that's going to be the best ever. But Brian's done that before. He had that same situation when he came to Texas. He had Garrett Gilbert. He had David Ash. He had Case McCoy. He had a three-man race going at quarterback, and he did a great job of settling in on the field and making it happen. So this isn't the first time for Brian. He'll do it well.
Mac Brown again here joining us on the Truck and Auto Auction Hotline. Coach, we appreciate you coming on the way you did, and with Brian Harsin and everything. The spring game is on Saturday. People are still talking in Boise. They'd love to see you on the blue sometime next year, Coach. You ever going to try to make a trip out here, schedule permitting, and watch Brian Harsin coach this team?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to try my best to get out there. It'll just depend on where ESPN sends me. As we well know, I got bosses still. And I promised some of the fans I'd tailgate. I've never tailgated before. So if I get to Boise, some of the fans are going to have to help me learn to tailgate.
Coach, they're all hammers on our Twin Peaks Twitter feed today. They all want to know when you're going to be down here this year for a game, and they're all looking forward to tailgating with you for sure.
Thank you. Tell them that as soon as they tell me, I will tell them. But I'm in my, I don't know what you call your sophomore year, but I got through my rookie season with ESPN ABC, and I'm still a young sophomore that doesn't have much input. So I'm just saying, it's like staying married. I just say, yes, sir. That's what I'm going to do. So I say yes, ma'am, to Sally, and yes, sir, to ESPN when they tell me where to go.
I like it.
Coach, I want to get your thoughts on some of these super conferences, you know, and how teams keep jumping from conference to conference. But then, you know, also just kind of maybe look at Boise State as being one of those teams that could actually move in, for example, the Big 12 and level that playing field there for them. Would Boise State be the perennial team, in your estimation, in your, you know, just observation, to be that next team to make that move up to a Power 5?
Well, I think there's no doubt in my my mind that you look at the track record of Boise, and Boise State could very well be in a power conference anywhere across the country. It wouldn't just have to be in the Big 12. The Big 12 has to decide, do they like their 10, or do they need to go to 12 and have a conference championship game after their disappointing end last year to not getting either TCU or Baylor in the playoffs. So I'm sure that all of that will be considered down the road, but I would love to see Boise competing at the Power 5 level, because they should be, and that they were obviously the representative from outside that Power 5 to play Arizona last year, and the way they beat Arizona in the Fiesta Bowl, that even more substantiates that they are a team that has proven time and time again for years that they could be a factor in any league.
Mac Brown again on the line with us here, Truck and Auto Auction Hotline. Mac, discuss kind of the overall state of college football right in the here and in the now. Is it in a good place right now, in your opinion?
I think that we're in a good place financially. We've got as much viewership in the stands and on TV as ever. I'm a little concerned that I'm hearing across the country that more students are not coming, and it's probably part of a factor of TV. So that worries me a little bit. I'm also concerned that we're paying coaches like myself so much that now we're at a win-at-all-cost attitude, and there's still some talk about academics and integrity and going by the rules, but I'm not sure that that's as important in a lot of places as it used to be, because winning now has become a win-at-all-cost in my estimation. So I'm hoping that we get some sense back in this with sportsmanship and making sure that the coaches are going by the rules and making sure that the young people are treated right. But we're paying players, we're firing coaches right and left after a year, 2 years, and things have really changed over the last 5 or 6 years, in my opinion, and I hope that we don't get to an NFL model.
Yeah, Coach, speaking of coaches' salaries, I was actually reading something this weekend. They were talking about, they were just looking at the Big Ten in general, and I mean, you're talking about 150 to 170% increase in head coaches' salaries just in the last 5 years.
Wow.
Coach, I was the highest paid coach in America at $5 million, and while that was good for my family and let us do some things now, it's one of the worst things that ever happened in my coaching career, because people constantly started talking about the money you're making,
right,
instead of the job that you were doing. And coaching is really, really difficult, and it's hard to win. And it's even harder to win within the rules, with integrity, and treating the kids properly. And that's why people are paying such a premium dollar for those that think they can get a winner, because it does so many positive things for your community and your university as compared to the same on the opposite end of the scale with losing.
Coach, we got a big game coming here. The first game of the season, as you know, Chris Peterson going to take the Washington Huskies down to Boise for his old stomping grounds. I mean, it's probably the biggest sporting event, Coach Brown, in the history of the state of Idaho. If Coach Harsin, if he calls you and maybe asks for any advice, I mean, you've played in so many big games, whether or coaching, whether it be regular season or a bowl game or a non-con matchup, what would you tell Coach Harsin in preparation for getting ready for what is going to be, as you know, a monster-sized game?
Well, I won't need to, because Brian's already been there and done enough. But the thing that I would tell him is, like our national championship game or the BCS games we played in, that do what you did to get there. That the hype around the game will have the kids ready to play, but you've got to keep them relaxed and you've got to keep them focused and make sure that they do the fundamental things, the little things that have put you in the position to be the program you've been. And I think they'll do that. When I saw I started looking at all the games and the schedules of the top teams about 2 months ago to prepare for fall. And when I saw that one, I said, oh my gosh, I went back to North Carolina after being there for 10 years and being gone for 4 with Texas. And it's a very uncomfortable situation. I see Chris coming back to Boise. The Boise fans will reach out and treat Chris with so much class. And Brian will feel the same way, because that's his mentor, and everybody respects Chris Peterson. But it will be a huge game for both.
Well, Coach, I got to say, I miss seeing you on the sidelines. I hope you get back to it soon, if that's what you want to do. But I did notice the other day that you've been doing a little bit of fishing. I did see a picture out there.
I've been doing fishing. I didn't know that people still fish. I've been playing a little golf. I didn't know they played golf. I've been seeing some movies. I didn't know they saw movies. Well, so I do miss a lot of things about coaching. Coach, you know that.
Absolutely.
Things that you've done your whole life that aren't going to change. And then I do understand that hopefully while I'm out of coaching, I can have an impact for the game through TV.
Well, you definitely do, Coach Brown, and we appreciate you taking the time with us as always, and we'll talk to you again soon, hopefully.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.